You know, the best part of a zucchini is the flour.
The flour, I've heard that. Yeah, what do? Right. You fry it?
Yeah, you dip it
in batter.
Flour or deep some fry, batter or yeah. something and fry it. Oh my God, that's
good.
A meal.
Yeah, ooh. We've always been gonna try
eggplant.
That. Eggplant.
Now
so
the
good.
Italians, they take this eggplant and they slice it.
Yeah.
And everything, they make a spaghetti sauce and cook
oh,
it with spaghetti
yeah.
sauce.
Do that.
And this is delicious in
yeah.
sandwiches.
Put cheese on top too.
Right.
We do.
Yeah.
I call it eggplant parmigiana.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, parmesan.
Parmesan. Oh, we love eggplant and zucchini. The problem with the zucchini is we always hate to take the flowers because then you don't get the fruit, you know, the
yeah,
vegetable.
That's right. You gotta
you know what else
them.
Is supposed to be good like that is tiger lilies. Day lilies, those orange lilies that you see growing wild all over. You can see them on the inside of roads. See, now that kind of thing grows out in Beverly a lot.
Oh, yeah?
It's real green. They don't like, they can't take the hot sun. They need a partially shaded area.
Oh,
we had a lot in our yard before we kind of tore it up and put in the fence. But they're supposed to be real good. Dip them in batter and fry them. Same kind of thing as the one day. Those long, skinny green things that you grow, sometimes you have to peel
them. Celery.
Yeah, but dark onion. Green. Then you cook them. Some people cook them with bacon. And you have to peel this thing off when you get ready to fix them. Green. It's kind of bean.
Oh, string bean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you call them anything else?
No.
Would you ever call them green beans?
No, I wouldn't. I would always call them string beans.
Somebody told me that they have a distinction. They call them string beans when they're fresh, and if they buy them from the store, they call them green beans, which I thought was interesting. That kind of corn that you grow in your yard, what would you call that?
Sweet corn.
Would you call it anything else?
No.
Corn on the cob?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
You wouldn't say it though?
No.
And then what comes out of the corn on the top when it's growing?
Oh, I forgot. When you peel it, you mean? I don't know.
All those little fine things?
There's a name for it, but I wouldn't remember. I couldn't remember.
Silk?
Yeah, it was the silk. If we spoke about it, it would be.
And what about, would you ever call that whole thing when it's growing out of the top of the ear, would you call that a tassel?
No.
Never call it that. A small vegetable that grows in dark places and it looks like toadstools. Small, round. Sometimes we put it in spaghetti sauce and it has a little stem. Looks like a toadstool.
I don't know.
Mushrooms?
Oh yeah, mushrooms.
And something you eat for breakfast. It's round and yellow on the inside. Cut it up right at the store. It's hard to grow. It grows on a vine. It looks like a watermelon, but it's not. You don't call it a watermelon.
Are you speaking of a regular round melon?
Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Mushmelon.
Yeah. Would you call it anything else?
Yeah, the regular name, but I forgot that now.
Cantaloupe, some
cantaloupe.
People call it?
Yeah.
See, it's interesting now, a lot of names are disappearing. I think it's advertising and TV, you know, everybody starts calling the,
right.
sort of the
now,
same thing. Right,
now, cantaloupe, we call them mushmelons.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they advertise it, cantaloupes, and then
right.
we took over from there, see?
Yeah. It's interesting. If you have something stuck in your throat and you try to drink and you can't, you say, oh, I can't...
Swallow.
Okay. Those long, skinny little critters that crawl through the dirt, they're good for
worms.
Me. Yeah, you call them anything else?
No, that's all I call them.
How about the
night crawlers?
One?